You work so hard putting out social media content. So isn't it frustrating when you get crickets, there's no engagement whatsoever, or there's less than, you know, you really deserve? So I'm going to share with you the easy peasy way to get more engagement on your social media posts, whether it's comments, likes, shares, etc.
Welcome to Emma Gibbons Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long-term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy.
Today we're going to be talking about how to get more engagement on your social media posts, because I know that you work really, really hard to write content that is interesting, that shows off your expertise, you schedule it out, you pick cool graphics, you pick great photos. So why are you not getting the response that you're after for your business? Whether it means that you're not getting enough comments, you're not actually getting people to follow your directions to download your freebie or to book a call with you. Whatever you're looking for in terms of engagement, we can cover that today with this one key tool that you probably have heard of before, but may never have actually been shown how to do, which is to include a CTA, also known as a call to action. So a call to action is really what it sounds like. You are giving a single sentence with a, and this is the key that people really often miss out on, a single instruction to action for your ideal client, your reader on social media. So, like I said, a lot of people miss that fact that it needs to be one thing. Don't ask them to hit the like button and comment below. This is, especially on YouTube, this is a really challenging thing. And I will say those things from time to time because it's sort of like, subscribe, bell. That's sort of the pattern that you hear people use. On this platform, it's a little bit more familiar, but if we're on Instagram, for example, it's not helpful to tell them to like it, first of all. I don't know who's still doing that at this point, but it's not particularly helpful. But more often, they'll say something like, comment and share. And yes, those are great suggestions, but pick the one that you know is going to have the bigger impact, or vary it up once in a while. If you often ask people to comment, ask them to share this time, especially if you have some sort of really informative graphic that in and of itself, when shared on somebody's stories, will really showcase the value that you bring to people. So they're going to go over to your page and give you a follow. And the reason that we want to choose only one thing, even if we think that, oh, but both of these are kind of similar, or they're both helpful. No, people only take action on one thing. If you ask them to do two things, they'll do nothing at all. That's just the way humans are. So do one simple call to action, and that's the other key. It needs to be simple, clear and simple, because if you confuse them, you lose them 100%. So if there's, you know, go to my website, click on this button, enter your details, that's too much instruction. Give them, go to the link in my bio. Or if you're on LinkedIn, for example, click the link in the first comment below. Super, super simple. Okay, so those are the first keys to including a really powerful call to action. Choose one thing for them to do, make it extremely simple, and then the third key piece that I never hear people talk about is to include what's in it for them, right? So make sure it's super, super clear to your audience member or your reader, depending on the format that you're conveying your content in, why it's worth them taking that action. Why in the middle of their day, when they already gave you some time to read your post or to watch your video, should they go one step further? What's in it for them? This is especially important when you're seen by someone for the first time. So they're kind of a cold lead in a sense, because we want to make sure that they warm up to us really, really fast. And we want to make sure that they stay engaged with us longer and take some action. So we need to give them a good reason to do that when we can't just lean on our friendship. So here's some examples of how you can phrase your call to action so that it's a no-brainer. It makes perfect sense to them why this is worthwhile. I'm going to give you some literal example calls to action that you could use today. Try it free. Right? So if you've been talking about the benefits of something in your post, especially a service that you offer or a freebie that you offer, but you haven't mentioned yet that it's free. Like, okay, yeah, it's awesome. You don't even have to pay for it. Try it for free. All these benefits are yours. You could also say, get inspired. Check out this latest blog post to learn how you can. Use that how you can language. Like, this is what's in it for you. You're going to walk away with something tangible. That's another way you can say it. Book a discovery call now to walk away with your, you know, custom marketing plan, for example. That's probably a better example with a mini session, but you can always give them a benefit. Like, what is one key takeaway they'll get no matter what? So maybe even for something like a discovery call, it's going to be clarity. Finally, get clear on what's the right next step for your business. Something along those lines. Okay, let's talk a little bit more specifically about starting a conversation. A CTA, or call to action, that's designed to start conversations in the comments or direct messages. So these are usually more for engagement purpose posts versus a sales post. So a lot of the examples you just got were for sales or for getting them to give you their email address or something. Now we're gonna talk about how to get them to talk to you either in the comments or direct messages. And there's a couple of reasons why this engagement is so important. It's not only going to boost your overall rating so that the algorithm shows you to other people, but also it's much more likely to show you to this person, again, the specific person who's interacting, because it shows, hey, this person thought it was valuable, they care about you as an actual person, maybe you're friends in real life, that's part of what the algorithm is trying to figure out. It's far more likely to show your next content to them, and that's really, really important, because if this is your ideal client that you were writing for, so you've correctly targeted them with your content, you want them to see you over and over again so they warm up to you, so that they feel familiar, so that way when they're actually ready to take advantage of what you have to offer the next time you put out a sales post, they're going to feel confident saying, yes, this person knows what they're talking about, I like them as a person because I've seen a lot of them, I'm ready. Okay, so here are three concrete examples of calls to action you can create for an engagement style post. If you had an extra $500, what would you spend it on? Let us know in the comments below. So of course, you're going to be connecting it to whatever your actual post was about. That's a great example when you want to showcase the value of investing money in your business. So let's say you are a coach and you want to highlight the time that you invested in your first coach and how valuable that was. So it kind of plants the seed for your ideal reader to think, I should be investing in myself. Coaching is the sort of thing that one pays for and has a great return on investment. So you can talk about the time you spent $500 on your first few sessions with a coach, how valuable it was, and now turn to your reader and say, if you had $500, because they probably do, it's not, you know, like they can probably access it if it is something valuable to them. If you had $500, what would you spend it on? And that might open the conversation to find out, okay, they would also spend it on a coach, they just haven't found the right one yet. And maybe you can talk to them about that in the direct messages. Maybe they're actually focusing elsewhere in their business right now. And then you can take that as market research. Okay, so is this person I'm targeting right now actually my ideal client? Are they ready for what I can give to them? So it's just a great way to get feedback from your audience by asking them a question. Calls to action for engagement that are question-based about the person's opinion, about what they value, is fantastic because they want to answer. People love talking about themselves and because it gives you information as well. So even if it doesn't lead to a client, and it very well might in the long run, or even through direct messages in a couple of chats, even if that doesn't happen, you'll have done market research that is super valuable for you to know more about how to post engaging content the next time. A couple other examples. If you are very much an explorer, let's talk about like brand archetypes for a second. If you're the explorer brand archetype and travel is a huge part of your brand, or even I have a great client named Dr. Alyssa Adams, who is a therapist, but has the explorer archetype as hers. So she talks about, you know, the journey through the mind she could talk about. She actually showcases herself on the road, even though her business is not about travel, it really shows that personality piece of herself and just gets people talking to her on a human level. So she asked them, what's your favorite place that you've ever traveled? Tell us in the comments below. This is actually something that she did. I think she talked about one of the favorite places she went to is Quebec, where she got some cider. Lots of people commented. They were curious about where she went. They were willing to share because it's just a very human to human interaction, regardless of how it directly connects with her business, and she could always have connected it more clearly, but for no real point in this case, because what she really wanted to do was establish herself as a human and show people the more holistic experience they get when working with her, because people buy from people that they like. Now for the last example, let's say that you put together a graphic post where on Instagram, so you have the carousel, right? And you can swipe through and each image is another tip about cooking. So you could say as your call to action, know someone else who could really use this recipe or could really use this tip for making better cannoli, whatever it is, then you tell them. Share to your stories or share to them or tag them in the comments below. There's so many different ways to invite them to get other eyes on your content. So other people who they know are your ideal people, they can reach out to because you've provided some real value there first. And then you've given them a really clear instruction about how they can help someone with it because people love to help their friends and also their friends like to give them credit. So that feels pretty good too. All right. So that's it for starting off with calls to action that create more engagement on your social media posts. Now you can extrapolate a lot of the tips that I gave you for all sorts of content. So whether it's a YouTube video or blog posts or newsletters, there's so many ways to use calls to action. And essentially anytime that you contact, in my opinion, anytime that you make contact with the people you want to work with, you're going to want some sort of call to action. Even if it's just asking them a question at the bottom of the email to keep the conversation going or giving them next steps on a proposal so they know exactly how to say yes to you. It's really, really key that you tell them what to do, how to do it, make it super, super simple and a no-brainer. Clearly, there's something in it for them. So if you take all those tips, you're going to see a big boost in your engagement and I can't wait to hear how it goes for you. All right, I will see you next week. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.